free this Sunday. You can go for free on Sunday. Now, it's needless to say, received a very positive response. But, you know, RHI isn't the only thing on the minds of DUP MLAs, because Jim Wales isn't overly happy. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
What's the problem with these good people at Titanic Belfast celebrating with free tickets on Sunday?
Well, first of all, Frank, they've every right to celebrate. It's a fantastic achievement that Tim Husband and his team have achieved, and to be voted the world's number one visitor attraction is an amazing accolade and thoroughly deserved. And they're absolutely right also to throw the doors open to the public in Northern Ireland free to celebrate that. What I'm a wee bit concerned about is it's on a Sunday, and for a significant proportion of the Northern Ireland population, it isn't possible that they can go on a Sunday. And my suggestion is by give away exactly the same number of tickets, but spread it over the Saturday and the Sunday.
And is this simply down to the fact that you believe you would be breaking the rules of the Bible or your church by going to a museum on a Sunday?
Well, Frank, this Sunday, for instance, I have the christening of a child in the morning. I have our own church's 30th anniversary service in the afternoon. So, for very legitimate reasons, I couldn't go. And I've been fortunate, I've been to Titanic many times, but...
But would you, just to clear this up, would you go on a Sunday?
No, I wouldn't, Frank. No, I wouldn't.
See, this is the critical thing. You're looking for something special for people who choose not to go on a Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm not like looking for something special, Frank. What I'm just saying is that for about 10% of the population of Northern Ireland, they wouldn't normally go to a visitor attraction on a Sunday. And what I'm saying is, what would be wrong in simply spreading the tickets over 2 days so that everybody could go? I'm not criticising people going on a Sunday. I'm just saying, could some tickets not be available to those who can't, for very legitimate reasons, go on a Sunday?
Yeah, but explain to those who don't understand, including myself, what is wrong with going to a museum on a Sunday?
No, it's not whether it's right or wrong, Frank. The issue is that there are some people, a significant number of people in Northern Ireland, who have important roles in church and Sunday school, Bible class, etc., on a Sunday. They like to see Sunday as a day to go to church, a day for the family, to be at home with the family, for passive recreation, and they wouldn't normally drive down to Belfast to go to a visitor attraction on a Sunday. Those people, I think, quite easily, the simple solution is to opt to have it over the weekend. As, for instance, the DOE, when they have their European Heritage weekends in September, they spread it over 2 days. The National Trust have a free open day on a Wednesday. And that means that everybody has a chance to go. And I can't see why it would cost the Titanic a cent more to say, instead of having 500 free tickets on the one day, to have, say, 200 on the Saturday and 300 on the Sunday.
So you're not going back to the era of tying up the swings?
No, Frank, we're not. We're just saying that we do have to respect that there are people in Northern Ireland who have very profound Christian convictions, and they don't normally would go to a visitor attraction on a Sunday. There's 6 days a week to go to it, and I've been there. I think I've been in the Titanic every one of those 6 days. And, you know, I don't want to decry what is a fabulous achievement. I mean, really, we want to celebrate, and we want to congratulate the team at Titanic on an outstanding effort. But I'm saying, in the future, if you're running an event like this, by means, don't incur any extra cost, but just have it over the 2 days so that everybody in Northern Ireland can join in what is a fantastic celebration. And it's the same as your Sunday soccer, Sunday rugby. I mean, for instance, I'm a ticket holder, a season ticket holder at Windsor Park, and I do regret the fact that I'm paying for a home international match against Norway, and unfortunately I won't be able to attend. I'm paying for it, but I won't be there. And I know there's several hundred other Northern Ireland supporters who feel a bit aggrieved by that. But that's our choice. This is a celebration of a fantastic achievement by the Titanic Centre, and the whole community quite rightly wants to celebrate and say, well done, fantastic effort, but can we go as well, please?
Mm. Could I borrow your tickets off you? Oh, that's on.
No, that would be a bit hypocritical, Frank.
Oh, so you don't even allow somebody else to use them?
Well, I haven't, to be honest, made a decision yet. But, you know, I do think on principle, particularly for the residents of the Donegal Road and the village area, do they want their Sunday to be disturbed by 18,000 fanatical Northern Ireland fans, hopefully going along to see them thrash the Norwegians? I think these things are better held on a Friday night, Wednesday night, or a Saturday. You get better crowds as well at soccer. They tried Sunday soccer in Northern Ireland. It was a bit of a flop because the numbers were not good. And, you know, all I'm saying is have a little bit of thought for those in Northern Ireland who would prefer to go on a Saturday. Nothing more than that. It's a little message I put out on Twitter. The press have picked up on it. I'm not going to stand there and protest about anybody going in the Sunday. That's entirely their decision. But I know there are several thousand people in Northern Ireland who would love to have applied for tickets, but who can't because of the day it's held on.